I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Leslie Hertig, the artistic director of the Vancouver Writers Fest, joins me as she did last year to preview the offerings for the week of the 21st to the 27th of October on Granville Island and various venues throughout the city. There are over 80 events, and as festival events go, a number are sold out already. Some of the authors featured this year include Naomi Klein, Adam Gopnik, Emma Donahue, Michael Crummy, Sherry Dimmeline, Mona Awad, Maud Barlow, Jail Richardson, Lyndon McIntyre, former Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin, and so many more. There's something for everyone, especially younger readers, as well as authors from throughout the country and around the world. Visit writersfest.bc.ca for the lineups and how to get tickets. It's a great time in the city, and as a supporter of the festival, one realizes how much it adds, not just to the literary community here, but the cultural life of Vancouver itself. Please welcome back to the Plant Online program, Leslie Hertig. Ms. Hertig, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good yourself.
I'm well, thanks.
I've caught you at a rather busy time, I guess, in your schedule, as the festival's just about to start.
It's true. We are buzzing in the office, but we're excited. There's lots of good things about to happen.
Yeah, that's the thing about the festival and why I've come to just enjoy it year after year, is that it means so much to the literary community. I mean, these are people that I talk to on a regular basis.
Yes.
But the larger cultural life of the city itself, I mean, it is a big part of that, isn't it?
I think it is. I think we are one of the jewels in the crown of Vancouver's cultural scene. And certainly if you care about books and if you want to be exposed to new ideas and some lively dialogue, this is the place to be the third week of October.
And I know it sounds trite, but I mean that phrase that there's something for everyone. I mean, you just look through the guide. There is, isn't there?
I think there is, yeah. We do. A third of our programming is offered to youth, and we do try to provide programming that is going to appeal to people who like all genres of writing. So whether it's poetry or science fiction or just straight literary fiction, politics, so on, you're going to find all of that
yeah.
at the festival.
So the work that you do as the artistic director, I mean, that's a year-long task, isn't it? I mean, to program for a year, you really do have to look ahead and
it's true. And, well,
widely.
As you know, we are a year-round organization now.
Mm.
So we do have a series that runs from January through till the end of May called the Insight Series. And
right.
we do that in partnership with the library. So we have events running all through then. We have special events throughout the year. And then, of course, the festival week. But you're right. We start planning for the festival when we bring in over 100 authors and have 80 or more events. We start planning a year out for the next one. I've already sent out a few invitations for 2020, for instance.
Right. You're the artistic director, but Tanya Talaga and Jillian Christmas, they have also roles in how the festival's programmed. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, absolutely. We've been working with Jillian Christmas, the wonderful spoken word artist here in Vancouver for many years. This year, she's officially on board as our spoken word curator. So she helps us to choose some of the up-and-coming wonderful spoken word artists here in town to put on stage for two of our word events, which are meant for youth audiences, and our Van Slam event. And she's also been very helpful with advising us on poetry as well.
I wanted to talk about poetry for just a sec, because as I was telling you before I started, it's not something that I enjoyed learning growing up. But because I had talked to poets regularly, I can't tell you how edifying it is or how much I get out of it once I force myself to read poetry.
I agree.
And talk to these artists. I mean, they're remarkable people in our midst, too, right?
Yeah. I find that, you know, poems will bring out joy and hope in some pretty desolate situations.
Mm.
That's why I love listening to smart poets talk. We have about four or five different poetry events at the festival this year. Our flagship event is called the Poetry Bash, which happens every year. And again, this year, that's happening on the Friday night of the festival, featuring some wonderful writers like Billy Ray Belcourt and Eve Joseph, both of whom won the Griffin Prize the past 2 years, as well as a wonderful American poet by the name of Deborah Landau, who writes often for The New Yorker. We've got a really lovely range of people, and that's being hosted by poet and author Aslan Hunter. So I think that's going to be a special evening. We also have another event on Sunday, which is called Poets Talking, and that's two Griffin Prize poets in conversation with the Giller shortlisted author Ian Williams. And that's on stage on Sunday afternoon. And there are various others.
There's one event on the Saturday for people listening to us. We'll talk about what happens on Saturday in just a sec. But the Best Canadian Poetry.
Indeed, that's an anthology that's put together every year. And we have many of those poets who are coming on stage with Rob Taylor, who's going to host that. He was also the editor of that anthology. So that'll be a special event as well. And free, as I suspect you are about to leave me to talk about.
This started last year where all the events on the Saturday were pay as you want. Is that correct?
Exactly, yeah, and we're continuing it this year. We had great response. We want to make this festival as accessible as possible to all people living in the Lower Mainland. So we've put together a range of events throughout the day. Most are on Granville Island, although we are presenting Naomi Klein at the Chan Center on the afternoon of Saturday, October 26th. That's free of charge. We also have one of our events that was curated by our guest curator, Tanya Talaga, is happening downtown at SFU, and that is an event called On Belonging. We have children's events in the morning on Granville Island. Oh, we have Bob McDonald from CBC's Quirks and Quirks coming with his new book called An Earthling's Guide to Outer Space. Again, that's free programming offered on Granville Island on Saturday morning. And one other really exciting thing we're adding this year is a free shuttle bus that goes from the Main Street SkyTrain station to Granville Island and back again all day long, so that transportation is a little less of an issue for some folks who are trying to get down here.
Yeah, because as you know, working there, finding parking might be difficult. At the same time, taking the public transportation, like I'm at Fraser and King Edward, to get to Granville Island sometimes it takes two or three tries to get there.
That's right.
For me to get to Main and Terminal and then take the shuttle, I mean, I can't think of a better way to get to the island.
Well, we're really hoping people will take advantage of that.
How are you able to do that this year and last year? To get because these are first class events throughout the Saturday, to make those free.
Well, it was a decision made by our board of directors and staff that it was very important to us. So of course we need to offset the costs that we lose by not ticketing these events, and people have been very generous. So we've been able to access some money from private foundations. From a couple of the publishers who have helped us to pay for this 3 day of programming. And people have been incredibly generous with their pay what you can donations. So we want to make sure that everyone can come. And if you can't afford to pay for the event, we don't want you to. However, if you attended one of the events and you thought it was fantastic and you could afford to give us a small donation to put towards the programming, then we would very gratefully accept that. Yeah. And we found that people have been quite generous about putting donations.
There was and so people can go on the website and then they can, when they reserve their ticket for a free event, say, there is an opportunity for them to also include a donation with the reservation, right?
That's exactly right. And I should point out that for all of these events, we are saving tickets at the door as well. So if you happen to be online and found that you couldn't reserve a ticket any longer because it was full, that's because we have reserved 10% of all seats available at the door. So anyone interested should still go and hopefully gain a ticket for that day.
Are there certain themes when you look at the guide, or as you were planning this year's festival, are there certain themes that you were thinking about in terms of the programming?
Yeah. As you mentioned, this year we do have a guest curator for the second year in a row, and that is the wonderful journalist, academic, and writer Tanya Talaga. Mm-hmm. And Tanya brought with her some certain themes that we wanted to build upon. Together we came up with the theme of belonging. What does it mean to belong to a community, whether you are a child, whether you are middle-aged or a senior, how do we belong in this country that we all live in? And that branches out into areas of politics. Certainly fiction and storytelling fit into that theme of belonging. Tanya's events all center around this as well. So coming out of the Truth and Reconciliation process, and the committee report, how do we move forward after that as a country and as citizens of this nation? How do we try to make everyone feel like they have a sense of belonging on this land? Certainly her events are touching on that. A couple of her events, for instance, on belonging, which is Indigenous strength and hope in the wake of genocide, it is definitely dealing with these issues of ensuring that Indigenous peoples do feel a sense of longing on the land that they are living, and how to move forward after the horrors that have been perpetrated over the many, many, many years. I was going to say, as you can tell from these themes, those are quite heavy themes. Mm-hmm. Those are some very serious and important issues that we're going to be unpacking. A lot of important dialogue happening on the stage. And we did say to Tanya, you deal with such important and difficult issues all the time. Do you want to do something that's kind of fun as well? And her eyes lit up and she said, I do. Can you get Stephen King to come to the festival? And of course, we would love to have Stephen King at the festival, but it simply was not possible to get him here. But instead, what we're doing, at her request, is having an event that is a tribute to Stephen King, and we're inviting all the writers that have been affected by his writing and who have read his wonderful creative writing book, which is called On Writing.
Right.
And it turns out most writers have read this book and have loved it and used his tips. So we're doing this wonderful event on the Thursday night of the festival, which is a tribute to him.
I was just looking at the list. That's a huge lineup, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody's going to have 5 minutes to get up on stage and just kind of riff on a Stephen King story.
And it's hosted by Lisa Christensen.
It is, indeed. It should be fun.
Yeah. I was thinking about something you wrote in the guide, in your introduction to the guidebook, that, there is a trend in publishing to say, highlight the voices of underrepresented minorities. And mm-hmm. You've done a marvelous job in terms of the programming this year, including a wide variety of authors. And I'm not just talking about backgrounds and the sort, but geography as well, throughout the United States, throughout parts of Asia. When you're looking for people to come to the mm-hmm. festival, you must have a great variety of people to ask. But, I mean, at the end of the day, when it comes down to inviting those that you do, what's the thought process? I mean, how do you figure out, how do you ensure that there's the variety of people that you have?
We certainly are balancing a lot of different things. So we do want to be as diverse as possible. And when I say diverse, I mean in many different ways. We look at genre, as we already spoke about. Mm-hmm. We look at regions within British Columbia, and then we look at regions within Canada as a whole. And then we start branching out into the world. We are an international festival. We want to try to bring in as many writers from around the world as possible. But as you can imagine, it's not always possible. Right. It's not always easy. So we send out a lot of invitations that frankly come back as declines. Mm-hmm. And then we just keep sending them out until we have a nice rounded group of people. If we find there are holes missing, we try to plug those holes and find the best writers we can to come in and represent that region or that community. And sometimes we're more successful than other times. It's an interesting puzzle to put together, to be quite honest.
And then as I'm flipping through the guide, I mean, it really is a fabulous selection of people this year, of authors, genres. and parts of the country, as well as parts of the world that are represented here.
Thank you.
It must be. I mean, I don't know what it's like for you during the week. There must be events that are overlapping. I mean, how do you how do you plan your day, say?
My day is spent running from venue to venue to venue, and I try to get a little taste of everything. But that was the sad thing about taking this job. It used to be when I was just a mere fan of the festival, I would take the week off and buy dozens of tickets and spend my days sitting in theaters listening to these amazing authors and these wonderful conversations. Now in the role that I'm in, sadly, I'm running from event to event to try to make sure everything's running properly, obviously, along with the rest of our amazing staff, and trying to get a taste of what everyone is saying.
I want to note the amazing staff. I want to note also the volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean, every year. I mean, I can't tell you. I go to events throughout the city, and I can't tell you just how much I enjoy the events at the Writers Fest because of how well it's run, and it's because of those volunteers at the door, right?
You're absolutely right. You're so right. We have 350 people signed up. Most of those are return volunteers. We have a wonderful volunteer coordinator who comes back every year and rallies the troops. And we like to try to make it fun. We like to make sure that people who want to sit in on events get to hear them. Yeah. I hope it's a good job for them, but we couldn't do it without them. Absolutely not.
Yeah, and then these are folks who know what's going on too, and who know who's appearing. Because you go to a thing, you ask them a question sometimes. You go to other events and you ask them, they don't know what the hell the event's about. But these are book fans, aren't they? They're writer fans, aren't they?
Yeah, indeed. Writer fans, some of them are writers themselves.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of former teachers, a lot of former librarians come out and help us. So people, like you said, who are passionate about writing and about reading.
Yeah. The Giller shortlisted authors they'll be appearing this year too, is that right?
Indeed. Yeah, there are six of them this year and they will be appearing on the Monday night of the festival at the Playhouse Theater.
Yeah, I was looking at that event. I mean, you just look at the shortlist itself. What a remarkable list of authors this year.
It's a great list, yeah. And boy, the UBC Creative Writing Department's done well in that list.
Indeed. You're obviously looking towards 2020, but you'll need to work through 2019. Insight will continue in January, is that right?
Indeed, yeah. It starts up in January again. That'll be what we start on November 1st.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention, I'm talking to you on Friday, the morning after an event with Malcolm Gladwell that Lisa hosted at the Orpheum.
Yes.
You've done a number of these special events already this year, right?
Yes, we have. It was a stellar year for special events at the festival.
Yeah, and so that'll continue into after October 27th?
Yeah, absolutely. We have one more big special event this year on December 3rd. We will be hosting Lindy West with her new book, The Witches Are Coming. That will be at the Vogue Theater, and tickets for that go on sale on Tuesday, October 8th.
And that's another reminder regarding when tickets go on sale. I'm sure when tickets went on sale for the Writers' Fest this year, it was very fast, certain events in terms of selling out, right?
Indeed. And we do have quite a few events that are sold out, but we also have lots of tickets left for events. And I do hope people will check out our website because there are some really remarkable events happening.
Yeah, it's nice talking again. All the best with the festival and all the work that you do throughout the year.
Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Visit writersfest.bc.ca for tickets and information. Leslie Hertig joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.